Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning picks up pace for Bihar Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with party workers in the state. NDA allies BJP, JDU and LJP Ram Vilas unveil candidate lists for Bihar polls. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds talks with Brazilian Vice President and Defence Minister in New Delhi, says partnership between the two countries vital to uphold sovereignty and promote global peace. Number of most Naxal-affected districts reduced to 3, says government. 61 Maoists surrender in Maharashtra's Gadchiroli, while 27 in Chhattisgarh's Sukma. Northern Railway operating 1,000 extra special trains to meet festive rush. And on Islamabad's request, Afghanistan agrees for temporary ceasefire with Pakistan amid deadly border clashes. Campaigning has picked up pace in Bihar ahead of the state assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today kick-started his party's campaign for the Bihar polls with an interactive session with the BJP booth-level workers. He interacted with them under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. During the interaction, Mr. Modi urged all booth workers to inform every family in their respective areas about the benefits of various government schemes. He expressed confidence that the women of Bihar will play a key role in ensuring another Diwali after NDA's victory on the 14th of November. The Prime Minister said women in Bihar are pleased with the women's employment scheme launched recently by the NDA government in the state.
कि बिहार की एनडीए सरकार ने हाल में जो महिला रोजगार योजना शुरू की है उससे बहनें बहुत खुश हैं। बिहार की 1,20,00,000 बहनों के खाते में हर एक बहन को 10,000 रुपए भेजे जा चुके हैं। आप इन बहनों से मिलिए, आप इन बहनों को ये जरूर बताइए कि ये पैसा सिर्फ एक बार की मदद नहीं है, ये नया रोजगार करने का प्रोत्साहन है। आप उन्हें बताइए कि इस पैसे से वो जो काम शुरू करेगी उसे आगे बढ़ाने के लिए और उस काम को देख करके हम और भी मदद करने वाले हैं।
In an apparent dig at the former RJD regime, Mr. Modi said it was the power of the people's votes that saved the state from RJD and Congress rule and that it would happen again. On the other hand, talking to media, the constituent of Grand Alliance, RJD leader Mrityunjay Tiwari, said the Mahagathbandhan is united and is fighting the elections strongly.
Mahagathbandhan mein all is well hai.
Everything is fine in the Mahagathbandhan. The alliance is intact and fighting the election strongly.
Meanwhile, NDA allies BJP, the Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas unveiled their candidate list for the Bihar polls today. The BJP released the second list of 12 candidates. With this, the BJP has announced 83 candidates so far, including the 71 names released in its first list yesterday. Union Minister Chirag Paswan led Lok Jan Shakti Party. Ram Vilas also released its first list of 14 candidates out of the 29 seats allotted to the party under the NDA's seat-sharing arrangement. Earlier in the day, another NDA ally, the Janata Dal United, had announced its first list of 57 candidates. More from our correspondent.
In its second list, the BJP has fielded popular singer Maithili Thakur, who is contesting elections for the first time. Former IPS officer Anand Misra, who left the Jan Suraj Party to join the BJP, has been given a ticket from the Buxar constituency. Party leader Gyanendra Singh Gyanu has not been given a ticket from the Bar constituency this time. The Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas has announced senior leader Hulas Pandey as its candidate from Brahmpur in Buxar, while the party state President Raju Tiwari will contest from Govindganj seat. Today, several prominent candidates filed their nomination papers from different constituencies. Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Vijay Kumar Sinha filed his nomination from Lakhisarai, while RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav filed his nomination from the Raghopur constituency. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and Brazil enjoy a strategic partnership built upon mutual respect and shared values. Holding a meeting with Vice President of Brazil, Geraldo Alckmin, and Defense Minister of Brazil, José Múcio Monteiro Filho, in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Singh said the defense and security partnership between the two countries is vital to upholding sovereignty and furthering international peace and security.
Our leaders have jointly prioritized defense and security cooperation as one of the five pillars of cooperation. As two large democracies and a growing major economy, we have common interest and aspiration to play a larger role in the international governance and economic architecture. Therefore, our defense and security partnership, I believe, can contribute in furthering international peace and security, safeguarding multilateralism in global affairs, and in preserving the principles of sovereignty and the territorial integrity of nation states.
Speaking on the occasion, the Brazilian Vice President informed that President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will visit India next year. Addressing the gathering, the Defense Minister of Brazil said the recent memorandum of understanding on the defense industry, currently in the process of being signed, seeks to expand collaboration in the development, production and trade of defense products. The Ministry of Defence has signed a 659 crore rupee deal for procurement of advanced night sight for Indian Army's assault rifle. The night sight will enable soldiers to fully exploit the longer effective range of the SIG-716 assault rifle. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said this procurement classified as a buy Indian IDDM case with more than 51% indigenous content is a major step towards Atmanirbharta in defence manufacturing. India and the Kyrgyz Republic have agreed to enhance existing collaboration on countering terrorism, radicalization, extremism and drug trafficking. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today met Secretary of the Security Council of the Kyrgyz Republic, Lieutenant General Baktibek Bekbolotov, in Bishkek. They reviewed bilateral defence cooperation and discussed regional security issues. Mr. Doval today reached Bishkek in the Kyrgyz Republic to participate in the third meeting of the India Central Asia National Security Advisors and Secretaries of the Security Councils. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Haryana.
The GST reforms are providing a significant boost to various sectors of Haryana's economy, including automobiles, textiles, fertilizers, steel, pharmaceuticals, and renewables. Under the new tax structure, the GST on a wide range of goods has been reduced, making them more affordable and strengthening the state's industrial base. In GST 2.0, the tax on farm machinery and fertilizers has been reduced to 5%. This move is expected to lower farmers' cost, promote farm mechanization, and generate rural employment. The reduction of GST from 28% to 18% on automotive components will make vehicles more affordable and enhance Haryana's export potential to automotive markets in Africa, Middle East and Southeast Asia. Similarly, the tax on cycle components has been cut from 18% to 5% under the new GST reform. This decision will strengthen Sonipat's cycle industry, make bicycles more affordable and improve its export competitiveness. These reforms are expected to boost sales, create employment opportunities and strengthen both rural and industrial economy of the state. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The government has said the number of districts most affected by Naxalism has been brought down to 3 from 6. Now only Bijapur, Sukma and Narayanpur in Chhattisgarh are the most affected districts by left-wing extremism. In a statement, the Ministry of Home Affairs said these numbers showcase a giant stride towards the Narendra Modi government's determination to build an Naxal-free Bharat. The ministry said the government is committed to completely eradicate the Naxal menace by the 31st of March 2026. Earlier in the day, 61 Naxals surrendered in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra, while 27 Maoists laid down their weapons in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. In Ladakh, the Leh district magistrate has lifted all restrictions imposed under Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 with immediate effect from today. The section had been in force in Leh since the 24th of last month. The decision has been taken following recommendations from SSP Leh, citing peaceful environment in the district and no threat to public order. The Supreme Court has permitted the sale and bursting of green firecrackers in Delhi and National Capital Region during the upcoming Diwali festival, describing it as a balanced approach between celebrating festivities and protecting the environment. A bench of Chief Justice of India V.R. Gavai and Justice Vinod Chandran ordered that sale of green crackers shall be permitted from the 18th to the 20th of this month. Northern Railway is running 1,000 extra special trains during Diwali and Chhath this year to cater to the festive season demand. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, General Manager of Northern Railway Ashok Kumar Verma said a dedicated control room has been established to manage operations efficiently, ensuring round-the-clock monitoring.
Diwali plus Chhath ka command.
The combined period of Diwali and Chhath becomes a time when people get holidays, and during this period they make their plans and have the desire to travel. Our effort is to provide maximum convenience to as many people as possible and help them reach their homes comfortably. And when they return, we have to be prepared for the return traffic as well. There are two main aspects to this: how many extra trains and how many additional seats or sitting capacity we need to create, and what facilities need to be enhanced at the stations to handle the passengers coming and going.
The nation is remembering Bharat Ratna renowned scientist and former president Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary today. Also known as the Missile Man of India, Dr. Kalam played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. The president, vice president and prime minister paid homage to the visionary scientist on his birth anniversary. At the request of Pakistan, Afghanistan has agreed to a temporary ceasefire with the neighbouring country amid escalating hostilities and deadly clashes along the border. Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said the Taliban has instructed all its forces to observe the ceasefire as long as no violation or aggression takes place. Earlier in the day, the Taliban government accused Pakistani forces of launching an unprovoked attack in Spinbuldak. In response, Afghan forces killed several Pakistani soldiers and captured their posts, weapons and military tanks. Taliban spokesperson said the clashes also resulted in the death of 12 Afghan civilians and injuries to over 100 others. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Afghanistan, Richard Bennett, expressed concern over border clashes between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated citizens of the country on approval of India's bid to host the Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said it is a grand endorsement of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's relentless efforts to place India on the world sports map. The Executive Board of the Commonwealth Sport has today confirmed that it will recommend Ahmedabad, India, as the proposed host city for the 2030 Centenary Commonwealth Games. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning picks up pace for Bihar Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with party workers in the state. NDA allies BJP, JDU and LJP Ram Vilas unveil candidate lists for Bihar polls. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds talks with Brazilian Vice President and Defence Minister in New Delhi, says partnership between the two countries vital to uphold sovereignty and promote global peace. Number of most Naxal-affected districts reduced to 3, says government. 61 Maoists surrender in Maharashtra's Gadchiroli, while 27 in Chhattisgarh's Sukma. And on Islamabad's request, Afghanistan agrees for temporary ceasefire with Pakistan amid deadly border clashes. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.